This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And the president tweeting this as he landed in Kansas City. Quote, I am very concerned that Russia will be fighting very hard to have an impact on the upcoming election based on the fact that no president has ever been tougher on Russia than me. They will be pushing very hard for the Democrats. They definitely don't want Trump. Did you like that read? I do it with dramatic influence.
It was really good. I was not all caps today, though. No,
that's true.
It was good, though.
That's true. Katie, what's your take on that one?
Subtle.
Subtle.
Very subtle.
Subtle.
I have no idea where he's going with that, as
right.
you were saying.
Yeah.
Look, the Russians' goal is not necessarily to elect one party or the other. It's to get us fighting with each other, which they've been very successful
at. They were awesome at that.
For the past 2 years, yes. So, I think he's just throwing that out there to say, look, I'm concerned about Russian meddling, and by the way, they want to elect Democrats because I have a strong record on Russia.
However, there's a record here in the current record. If you look at the number of sanctions, not what the tweeting or what the claims are, you go down the checklist. Access to banking for certain individual and institutions. You go to various people that have been sanctioned, diplomats that have been kicked out. You go to other sanctions that have a secondary effect on Russia. The Trump administration has actually done a significant amount of work. The problem is we can't get out of this collusion argument in the public. And like Trey Gowdy just said to Adam Schiff in response to him, where is the evidence, essentially, paraphrasing, he's seen no evidence.
Well, and Democrats only started caring about Russia when Donald Trump won the election.
Didn't care about
the Obama administration ignored what they were doing. They ignored the intelligence. They made fun of Mitt Romney.
The 80s just called. They want your policy
back. The whole media
back.
Complex made fun of Mitt Romney forever, even bringing it up as a threat. So it's interesting now that
what
they
we got
all
from
of a sudden
President,
care about it.
What we got from President Obama, remember, in after it was revealed that the Russians were trying to interfere in the election, he looked at Vladimir Putin as in a sideline meeting and said, cut it out. So that's what we got. That's what we got.
To be fair, and I think Marie can speak
Trump
to this point.
From Obama.
To be fair, the president keeps getting in his own way on this. I mean, talking about trolling,
yeah. He
himself gets trolled by the fact that one day he says, you know, the Russians interfered. The next day he didn't because he's conflating the charges of collusion and meddling and feels like that's meant to undermine his presidency.
Well,
so wait, let her respond.
And
go ahead, yeah.
Here's the challenge, though. The sanctions that were passed overwhelmingly by Congress, Donald Trump did not want to sign, and he is not fully implemented because he does not want to put them in place. There are multiple reports that he did not want to expel that many diplomats. So what Putin sees is an administration taking tough steps, as David mentioned, but it's also a president they see that talks really tough with all of our allies and won't apply the same pressure to Russia. So Putin gets the thought from Trump. And look, Donald Trump
or
said
it's good, or it's good
but
cop, bad
Donald
cop.
Trump
I mean,
said it in an interview, in the interview with Tucker Carlson last week. Donald Trump basically said, why would we go to war over Montenegro? That cuts so fundamentally at the heart of why NATO's around, and that is music to Putin's ears. I don't think Putin thinks Donald Trump is going to expend U.S. resources for Latvia or for Montenegro or if Russia pushes further into Ukraine.
To your point, I want to highlight this, that all Russia wants to do is disrupt the United mm-hmm. States of America and create an uproar and destroy any unity that might still exist. And I'll point to two things. There was a Microsoft executive at the Aspen Security Forum earlier this week who said that Russia has tried to already hack 3 congressional candidates mm-hmm. during the midterm election season. I don't think they revealed the candidates' names or the parties involved. Wall Street Journal today that the Homeland Security officials had said Russian hackers reached U.S. utility control rooms. Mm-hmm. Blackouts could have been caused after networks of trusted vendors were easily penetrated. That's what they're up to. They want to destroy the United States, and we need to have a much more united front.
But also,
do you think the president has a strategy in place to counter that? Because we've heard reports that he doesn't.
The Pentagon is now in charge.
Well, they did roll out a strategy last week.
Well, they moved Cyber Command under the Pentagon into an active command about 2 months ago, number one. Number two, the utilities hacking has been going on for some time, and it does need to be countered because one-third of Russia's GDP is based on energy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, as always. Great to have you along with us. It's also great to have our next guest. Dr. Janet Smith joins us, author or editor of numerous books on ethics, including Why Humane Vitae Was Right, Living the Truth in Love with Father Paul Cech, and The Right to Privacy. She holds the Father Michael McGivney Chair of Life Ethics at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. Dr. Smith, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Well, I wanted to talk about your latest book, Why Humane Vitae Is Still Right. Give our audience an overview, if you would, please.
Well, it's the 50th year anniversary of Humane Vitae, and I published a book in the 25th year, upon the 25th year anniversary, called Why Humane Vitae Is Right, A Reader. The essays there remain very timely. They're not really outdated, but a lot has happened in the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was time to put together a second reader to show what we have learned in the last 25 years.
Kind of interesting about the truth. Don't you find that the truth is it's always there, regardless of how much the culture would want to change? The truth always keeps rising to the top and reinforcing its validity.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, so you wanted to do an update. And so what was it that is that we really need to take note of this new version 50 years later?
Well, one thing is that the teaching has, the understanding of the reasons for the teachings has greatly deepened. A lot of it is due to John Paul II's theology of the body. Mm-hmm. And so we have a number of essays on there that are explaining how the understanding of the human person that is developed in the theology of the body helps us understand Humane Vitae, as opposed to are still very solid. They'll never disappear. The natural law arguments about Humane Vitae have been supplemented by the notion that the sexual act is meant to be one of complete self-gift, that mm-hmm. the human body shows that there's what's called a spousal meaning of the body, that our very bodies show us that we're meant to be in union mm-hmm. with others and make a gift of ourselves to others.
Right.
And in the sexual act, the possibility of a baby coming from that act is very much a defining feature of the act. That's why it's such an incredible thing to engage in with another person, because a new human being might result from that.
Right.
And if you're negating that possibility, you're treating it as if that's a negative thing, to be a part of bringing forth a new human being.
Exactly. And after all, what was God's purpose, you know, for the union? So that we
right.
would, so that we would have, you know, children set apart as we've been set apart, And when we comprehend, and I believe what Paul the Sixth, ideal, what he was presenting here was he's going back to the basics and saying, yeah, maybe in contrast to the cultural liberalism, this is going to be tough to understand, but it doesn't change who God is.
Right, right. I mean, any Christian should certainly know that God's will is better than our own will, mm-hmm. and God's designs are better than our designs. And there really is something about contraception that treats particularly a woman's fertility as though it were some sort of defect, that it wasn't a perfectly healthy and wonderful thing mm-hmm. to be a fertile woman, and that we should protect that and guard that rather than attack it with various chemical hormones. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, you're right. I mean, a woman should say, I am, I'm wonderfully made.
Right,
and we should appreciate that I'm being wonderfully made.
And what have we learned since then? As you say, the evidence is empirical. You've pounded a woman's body, so to speak. A little bit of exaggeration on my part, but probably comparative, you might say that. A woman's body has been subjected to all these chemicals. And what do we have as the result of that?
Well, the evidence was pretty strong 25 years ago, and it's even stronger 50 years later about the connection between contraception and unwed pregnancy. And unwed pregnancy and abortion and unwed pregnancy and single parenting and poverty, all of those things are very clear. The connection between, again, looking at the woman's body as though it were just meant to be the sexual playground of males has promoted, I think, pornography. Those things have been pretty well known, things that we didn't really anticipate, that there would be such an enormous acceptance of same-sex relations, and even same-sex marriages, and even transgenderism. Nobody saw that coming. That's all a surprise. And all of that can be traced back to the view of sex that comes along with contraception. Contraception makes people think that sex and babies have nothing to do with each other, that you can have sex without any anticipation, any concern about any babies that might result. And so it's reduced sex to largely just a physical act. Our culture actually believes pretty much in what I call just sex.
Right.
Sex that is just for two people or however many people you want to enjoy a pleasure together, as opposed to sex being a kind of a divine act, an act mm-hmm. where two people have made a lifetime commitment to each other, express their love. And part of expressing love means I'm willing to be a parent with you. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to bring into existence a new human being, which we can only do with God's cooperation. Only God can create a new human soul. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have, so sex for Catholics, and should be for anyone really, it's an incredible act. It's an invitation to God to create a new human being.
It really, you talk about the gift of God. It is such an incredible gift if it's honored. All the benefits that go with every gift that God gives us. But, whether it's the devil, the culture, people seeing things according to, their own eyes, then we get all this aberration that comes along with it. Then here you get all, as you say, we're dealing with unintended consequences. I mean, who would have thought that if we let go of our moral anchors that, the whole idea of sex would lead into all these other aberrations.
Right. Yeah, it is a kind of a madness to think that you can engage in something like sex and not have to be concerned about enormous consequences. Mm-hmm. One consequence is you do bond with the person with whom you're having sex, whether you want to or not. Women secrete the hormone oxytocin mm-hmm. and the male vasopressin, and those are bonding hormones. They make people want to do this act with that other person. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the possibility always that a child might result. And anybody who, can imagine them loving their future children would not want to bring their children into existence in a relationship in which there's not love and a lifetime commitment.
Exactly. And the thing, as you mentioned, the bonding process, the Bible speaks of it in terms of the two becoming one. I think there was some recent research I just read a couple of weeks ago that talked about the DNA exchange that took place that I thought was quite interesting and consistent with what the Word of God says, that you know, again, reinforcing that concept that the two become one. So what happens if you've become one with a bunch of people?
That's right. I try to explain to young that actually your sexuality doesn't belong to you. Mm-hmm. It actually belongs to your future spouse.
Exactly.
And you should be guarding that sexuality as a great gift that you want to be able to offer to your future spouse and say to that person, I knew that someday you'd come along and you'd be worth waiting for.
Exactly.
So I have a gift for you that I have not shared with anyone else. Wouldn't everybody love to hear that?
Well, without a doubt.
Everybody loves to hear that.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Smith, excuse me, I got to interrupt you for just a second. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. More from Dr. Smith right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you had credit challenges? Divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Martinez live.
You roar like a lion. You bled.
Conversations, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Smith was touching on something absolutely vital and precious here, and that is that we've been so, you know, might I say sacrilegious on one hand, and maybe that might shock you. Maybe the other term might be we're so casual about the human expression of our sex and the sharing of it that so much has been lost in translation. And Dr. Janet Smith is with us. Her book, Why Humani Vitae, is still right. Dr. Smith, what you were touching on is so significant. I can't imagine that the impending spouse would not want to hear, I've saved myself for you.
Yes, what a gift. So. And what a great thing. And so many in our culture, I feel perfectly safe saying most people have had sex before marriage and with several partners. And then how do you get married and then all of a sudden this act is supposed to mean something incredibly special to this person, you and you only, forever. How do you turn it around from being something that maybe you just got drunk and had sex with someone you barely knew, and then just walked away? And how does that same act become something that expresses, rightly and inherently, a lifetime commitment to a person? You haven't incorporated that understanding of the sexual act into your life. So it still might mean something that's kind of a cheap act, a just sex that you do with anybody, and your spouse just happens to be one of those anybodies.
Have you violated the marriage bed right off of that?
Before you've gotten into it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing, and the young people who may be hearing this, who have not, quote-unquote, hooked up in the common vernacular these days and have not preserved themselves, I hope they're hearing from people of experience, people who've messed up and have learned the hard way. You know, I often use the analogy, sometimes we have to fall off the roof to realize the law of gravity still exists. And in our generation, it seems like, especially when it comes to sex and intimacy, things that are so precious, an absolute gift of God, that we've been so casual with this gift that we've aberrated it. And look at the whole consequence, where we are right now. How do we put the genie back in the bottle right now? I was just having this conversation with a dear friend. I said, here, because we've been, you know, so casual that we have, you know, homosexuality has gone rampant. I mean, we're not talking, like some would suggest, 50% or something astronomical, which is unreal. But certainly it has touched about every family across the country. How do you deal with that? And part of me goes back to think about the story of the Old Testament where, you know, the children of Israel, they're out in the desert and realize that they have taken what was a pure thing that God had set aside and sanctified, which was themselves, and they mingled with the Moabites. And the leadership realized that they needed to repent. And first of all, they needed to confess and realize we missed the mark here. They needed to repent. And that included going back to their families and telling the wives and children that they loved, I can't be married to you anymore. You have to leave because of this screw up. I mean, are we, you know, and I'm thinking, are we in the same situation where we have family members where we just have to be, you know, I understand we live in the era of grace and I don't have this all calculated and all figured out, but I can't help but question, what if God called us to that moment and where we had to send away, you know, family members and our very own children because of what, how we failed them and how, you know, as a result of the choices they've made as well.
Yeah, well, I recommend trying to stay as close as you can to them. Do as many kind things and that you can to keep the relationship going. But, again, not to be hesitant to share pamphlets with them or CDs with them or articles with them and just say, you know, because I love you. Because I love you, I'd like you to read this. And I wish that someday you'd be willing to have a conversation with me about this. And so you want to stay in the kind of relationship, again, where you will have lunch with people and send them birthday cards and make phone calls to see how they're doing. But also to actually use those relationships to seek their earthly happiness and their eternal salvation.
Exactly. Well, I'm pleased to hear you say this. I mean, it's just a thought that comes to mind that if today in the 21st century, as God had said to the children of Israel back then, if he said that to us, you know, how painful that would be. But meanwhile, in this, you know, age of grace in which we live in, yes, I agree with you. You know, at the basis of all this, the bridge to relationship is being in communication, being in contact with people of all, you know, all faiths and all understanding. But we need to know what it is, where we stand, and why we believe the way we do.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to help other people understand it. I mean, they may turn on you. I've certainly had friends and family members. They don't like the positions I hold, and it's not because I've tried to hit them over the head with it. They just don't like them, and they turn their back on me, and I hate that. I love having my friends be my friends. I don't want any friction or alienation between us, but the scripture says we will be persecuted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jesus said, hey, you want to see how they're going to treat you? Look how they treated me, basically, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I guess if anything, that's confirmation that we are doing the right thing and we're true disciples of Christ when we are attacked like that. But it, by the same token, yes, it's hurtful, but we don't need to respond in kind. And therein lies the opportunity for our Christian maturation and an example. Because sometimes, and I'm sure this has happened to you, is you get a knee-jerk reaction one day, and then weeks, sometimes years later, they come back and they go, I was wrong. And I go, trust me, it wasn't about me trying to be right. I think this was something that you had to come to understanding, only because I, you know, knowing the process, I'm no different than you. I mean, you know, I've had my moments of knuckleheadedness and things where I didn't do the right thing. And, you know, and I paid the price for it. And I'd much rather you not have to. But, you know, this is just my experience. I share with it. It's like I tell my kids, I said, sometimes I feel disqualified to give you advice, but I can give you experience and, you know, share that with you, you know, for what it's worth.
Right.
Yeah. So somehow, you know, that translation, it seems to connect with them a little bit easier. The big takeaway, I mean, there, like you said, the thing about the truth and what Paul the Sixth gave us in Humanae Vitae, it is something, you know, for Catholics to reconnect with. And because I remember when that came out, particularly when we started talking about, you know, birth control, because birth control was, you know, was in vogue at the time. And, you know, how dare the Pope, you know, come back and say something like this. But he definitely saw something more significant than the culture was prepared to understand. They just said, well, you know, and of course now we got that attitude, well, it's my body, you can't tell me what to do, and all this sort of thing. But again, it's all part of the aberration, because as you said earlier, and this is the key thing, is that it is not your body, you know, any more than it's the man's body. It is the spouse's body. It's what you're preserving for that that sacrament, that institution that God has set aside for a purpose to have holy progeny and all that that represents. You know, kids, children that have been set apart for a special reason. I mean, you know, you bring a child in this world and you look at them, Dr. Smith, and you have so much love and hope and vision for that child. And here we are with our own human understanding, as minimal as that can be compared to an infinite and almighty God, right?
Correct.
So as we wrap things up here, I'm going to let you summarize and conclude why Humanae Vitae is still right.
Well, it really does preserve God's plan for sexuality. And we can see in our culture with the Me Too movement, again, the same-sex marriages, with just the transgenderism, that we are just totally confused about sexuality.
Dr. Janet Smith, author or editor of numerous books on ethics, and her latest book, Why Humanae Vitae is Still Right. Thank you, Dr. Smith. Appreciate the time. God bless.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, bye.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for our pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm like, why are you hitting the storm?
That man speaking of when he confronted a man who was destroying President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame with a pickaxe early today.
You know, like, man, what did Donald Trump do to you? He just came and started hitting it.
David Palmer and other witnesses say the suspect just took an axe out of a guitar case and started destroying the star. He reportedly called the LAPD as he walked away and later turned himself in to Beverly Hills Police. President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani says a recording of a 2016 conversation between then-candidate Trump and his former lawyer Michael Cohen gives, quote, no indication of any crime being committed. Giuliani tells Fox News Trump was unaware of any possible payment to a former Playboy model who's alleged she had an affair with Trump a dozen years before he was elected. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the song I breathe. You are the war that I can win. This is no other than in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez live.
With you, America. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. I'm Bill Martinez. And, you know, summertime is here and it's all about having fun. We know that. Can we have fun and save money at the same time? You can have your cake and eat it too if you know what you're doing. From day trips to weekend getaways, we have with us the senior editor for The Points Guy. He's going to share with us how to redeem rewards, maximize points, and get awesome perks. Because we said summer's here and with it, the promise of longer days and warmer nights, but as temperatures soar, so does your budget, right? Whether you plan to spend the next 2 months day tripping with the kids, exploring local restaurants, or finding hidden beaches far, far away, consumers want to make the most of their spending with compelling credit card rewards. And Julian Mark Keel joins us now, and he's got the 911, and he's going to help us save money, right?
Right, Bill. You know, a lot of people say, I'm coming to the end of the summer, the kids are going back to school, I maybe want to get one more summer getaway in, but maybe cash is getting a little tight. It's a great time to use your points and miles because you really get great value by burning those points and saving the cash. A lot of people let their points just sort of sit and don't use them. It's important to use your points, and it's also important to make sure that you're earning points on every purchase you make by having the right credit card rewards card.
Julian, you bring up a good point here, because what happens, people sometimes accumulate points in their cards, but they don't even know how to redeem them. They just go, I got points, but I'm not sure, you know, what that means. Well, if they just sit there on your card, they mean nothing. We want them to mean something, right?
Exactly. You know, a lot of people say this is so complicated, and there's blackout dates and award availability and charts and all sorts of things, and I don't understand it. And then they think they're earning rewards on their purchases, but if you don't use your rewards, you're not earning anything. So if you're in a situation like that, what I recommend is get a really simple rewards card where you don't have to worry about the points being available or what they'll be worth. One of the cards I really like is the Propel Amex, which is a newly enhanced card from Wells Fargo and American Express. The reason I like it is twofold. First of all, the points are easy to use. They're worth 1 cent each, and you can redeem them on Wells Fargo website for travel, for cash back right into your purse or wallet. You can even give the points to your friends and family, and you don't have to worry about all those complications. The other thing I like about it is it earns bonus points on a lot of the purchases that you're making every day anyway. Some of the categories where you'll get 3 points per dollar are travel, which includes ride shares like Uber or Lyft, on eating out and ordering in, so that Seamless Order or Grubhub is going to get you 3 points per dollar. You'll also get 3 points per dollar at gas stations every time you fill up your car. Even streaming services, your Spotify and services like that are going to get 3 points per dollar on the Propel Amex. So it's a great one to just have in your wallet and let the points rack up.
Exactly. Well, that seems pretty simple. Julian, you learned the ins and outs of travel loyalty programs while flying more than 200,000 miles a year. That's a lot of traveling. I mean, how many days a year were you on the road back then?
Let me tell you, that is a lot of travel, and I enjoyed it. I really like to travel, but a lot of people aren't going to travel that much, and they say, well, you know, if I'm not traveling, then I'm not going to be able to earn frequent flyer miles or points. And the answer is that actually most frequent flyer points and miles aren't earned by flying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like thirds of all points and miles are earned by other means, and credit cards are the biggest way in the United States. So just because you don't travel often doesn't mean you can't collect points and miles. And then again, use them when it's time to use them. Don't let them just sit.
Exactly. And, you know, when I mentioned you were doing 200,000 miles a year, it wasn't because you were on witness protection. You're a TV producer and director for the World Wrestling Entertainment, which had to be a lot of fun, and that's a whole nother discussion altogether. But the fact of the matter is your experience is a benefit to us, because you're sharing the ins and outs of travel loyalty programs that marketeers have realized is a great boon to the industry. I mean, why not, you know, pay people for their loyalty?
Absolutely. The credit card rewards market in the United States is bigger than ever, and banks are competing for your dollar. And if you're using cash or a debit card to make your everyday purchases, you are leaving money on the table. That's just the way it is. So make sure you have a travel rewards credit card or a rewards card of some sort in your personal wallet, and make that your go-to choice when you make purchases. Now, one warning. Don't buy things that you wouldn't buy anyway. Don't get yourself into debt. Pay that bill in full on time every month, because any interest you rack up is going to offset the value of any rewards you earn.
Yeah, and the way that some of these interest programs, they're going to wipe out all your rewards and points in one fell swoop. So you're defeating the purpose. You're exactly right. I agree with you.
The credit card companies, that's how they're making their money. They're making it off the people who aren't paying their bill on time and are paying that interest. So don't be that person. Be the person who earns the points and miles, pays their bill in full, and actually gets value from the program.
Julian, what's the best way to maximize and manage our points?
For a lot of people, it's just about keeping things simple. There is some fantastic value that you can get from really high-end credit cards, but it's complicated, and you got to be willing to put in the time and effort. For a lot of people, they just don't have that much time in their day, and they'd rather just be rewarded just without even thinking about it. The Propel Amex, which I mentioned before, the other thing I like about that card that makes it easy to use is that it has no annual fee. So so it's never going to cost you anything.
I was going to ask you about that. That's good to know. No annual fee. Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
And so you can just put it in your personal wallet and just use it and not even think about it again. Make sure you're redeeming your points, though. Don't just let them sit there.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about some of the perks that, you know, that we don't know that are there? They're kind of dormant. So what are some cool perks that you've discovered along the way?
Yeah, issuers have added all these terrific perks to credit cards across the board, and people don't even know they're there. One of the ones I like that's on a lot of different travel credit cards, including the Propel Amex, is car rental insurance coverage. When you go up to a car rental desk and they ask you, do you want the collision damage waiver? It'll protect your car. You won't have to pay for any damage if you get in an accident, but it's $10 or $20 extra per day. That's a lot of money. If you're using a card that has car rental coverage on it, like the Propel Amex, and paying for your rental that way, if you do get in an accident, the credit card is going to cover the damage to that car, and you're not going to be on the hook for it, and you're not going to have to pay for the extra insurance either.
I love it. That is awesome. Anything else up your sleeve?
You know, there's a lot of information.
I'm turning you upside down. I want to check out all the pennies, even out of your penny loafers. I want to know what's going on for the sake, because people know on this show we're all givers. We just look to give. So we want to make their days. And, you know, and you've given us some great advice already. So excuse me if I'm being just a little bit greedy or more greedy.
Not at all. There's so much we can talk about, and really we have all the information about points, miles, and credit cards that you could ever need at thepointsguide.com. There's all sorts of guides. There's a beginner's section, so you can really just start learning about it. And if you do want that Propel Amex I mentioned, there's a link on our site to get that as well.
Hey, it's just like that. Julian Markill has been our guest, senior editor for The Points Guy. I mean, you got to imagine somebody traveling 200,000 miles a year. Do you think that maybe he's forgotten more than we'll ever learn, you know, about traveling and all these loyalty programs? Julian, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I've been taking notes here, and the Propel Amex, I'm making that move right away, buddy, let me tell you.
So much for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much, Julian Markill, senior editor for The Points Guy. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Boy, I'll tell you, summer's here. I mean, and as he said, as we get to the end of it, maybe there's this last minute summer getaway we want to get to, and you think, okay, well, how do I do this? And would you more likely go if you found that you had all these rewards sitting right there, and it could be a free summer trip for you and the family? Why not? Take advantage of it. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? Always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Open the
You know, you're right. Remember that God told us to go go forth, be fruitful, multiply. And, you know, when you think about that command and what it means, it I sense that it's an imprint in our very spirit and of who we are. And that imprint says that, you know, we need to, you know, do some things to be successful. Now, I understand some people may have a different idea of what success represents. And our next guest writes that you should shift your thinking for success. I mean, first understand, let's understand what success is. And then he gives us 77 ways to win at work and in life. Dean Del Sesto joins us now. He runs an award-winning branding and communications agency called Brevity and is also a partner in Veracity Collab, a business-to-business and consumer-based video agency. He's a keynote speaker as well and author. Dean, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, good to have you here. First of all, as I mentioned, people are confused about what even success means. But in your book, you define that is the basis of this is, you know, the definition of success. So what is it and why do you think so many people have such a skewed view of it?
I think the reason the skewed view is there is because the media places so much emphasis on certain aspects of success, you know, looking good, feeling good, being right, being in control, having the right things. And, you know, that view is not really a proper view. It's a circumstantial view and it's a tentative view. Really true success comes from the inside out, not the variables from the outside in. And I the way I identify it is very simple. Is that true success is being perfectly content with where you're at today while you're in the process of becoming who it is that you're becoming or what it is that you want to achieve. Because if you're miserable along the way, nobody's happy, and that's not success.
Right. I remember as a kid riding on a bus going to school, and there was this placard up there, and it was Shakespeare's statement, says, "To thine own self be true." I got to tell you, Dean, when I saw that, I think I was probably about 8, 9 years old, I knew there was something profound about that, and I've spent most of my life really apprehending that concept. And along the lines of what you're talking about, I would define success as doing that which is consistent with your wiring and who you are. And I think that's what you point out in your way of saying it, in terms of what success would be, is that you're true to yourself.
Yeah. Each of us is uniquely brilliant, Bill. I mean, over the years, I've worked with so many different types, all the way from shop floor workers to CEOs of very large companies. And every one of those people have a uniquely different wiring, a different gifting that they can work with and that they can make a difference with in the lives of people. Mm-hmm. One of the things I do is I take people through what's called a personal mission statement, where you get very clear about that causal component that exists in you, that missional status where
exactly. That
unique gift gets to do its thing and impact lives and operate in all the different areas of your life.
And it is amazing, too, because when you find that sweet spot of your life, it's a flow, isn't it? If that makes sense. I mean, it's just because your life just flowing in. It doesn't mean that you're not going to hit some bumps along the way. That's life. I mean, you're going to go peaks and valleys. But even as you said a moment ago, even through the tough times, you know that you're on track, that you can hang on. You can get through this, right?
Absolutely. And one of the common denominators, Bill, that I've discovered in working with people is that when people are serving in their unique gifts and abilities and they're thriving in it, as opposed to doing something that's outside their sweet spot, their energy capacity is greater, their mental clarity is better, they sleep better. All these things have a profound effect on how we perform in day-to-day life. But when we're outside of that gift set, it ends up becoming a grind, and it'll eventually come to a halt before too long.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. The U.S. Labor Force years ago conducted a study, and they discovered roughly, and this is kind of a crude number here, but roughly 9 out of 10 people were unfulfilled in their life. And what that would say to me is that they're not in that sweet spot. They're still maybe in search. Maybe they're just in survival mode. And I can understand, if you've got to pay the bills, and certainly, the 8 previous years that we went through, that's what was going on with America. But I think right now, also with the current condition, we have more of an opportunity to find that sweet spot to where people can be working in a occupation and something that would be more fulfilling, and to where the giftings and talents that they've been blessed with, as I say, would be exercised and grown, because it demands that of us, doesn't it?
I totally agree. And one of the assets that we have, if we just go online, it's an infinite search mechanism to be able to discover and learn about the things that are passionate and make those connections. Because I believe that every contact is currency, every conversation is equity. Exactly. So as you move down the road and talk with people and get more information about these things, you can steadily move away from those things that are not working for you, career or otherwise, and move into a new vision and a future that's worth having.
And what you do in your book is you point out to people that there's a choice. It does, just because it's the way it's been doesn't mean it always has to be. And by virtue of the title, you got to shift your thinking. If you're walking around, as Zig Ziglar used to say, with that stinking thinking, it's going to keep you in that stinking rut that you're in. But that's not where true happiness is found.
It's not. And I think at times we have to look at the very specifically as to what it is that we're choosing in the various categories of our life, in our fitness, in our family, in our faith, in our career, in our ministry, the things that we do. What are those choices that we're making, and how are they working, and what is the fruit that's there? And evaluate by what's real in the physical universe, not by what you think. Mm-hmm. And then evaluate your choices. It's a great thing to do on a repetitive basis.
Well, when you say evaluate, you bring up a good point, and that has to refer to some accountability. And you say don't necessarily rely on your own perspective, but maybe it would require some mentoring or people that you can come alongside and help one another as you get through this process of shifting your thinking for success, to say, hey, do I have it? Am I missing it? Or, what's going on here, right?
Absolutely. In my first book, I wrote a quote that says, self-evaluation is an oxymoron with the emphasis on the moron. And, you know, in many ways, we do that. And if you can just create the space for those to be honest with you, and I'll give you a quick example. There was a time in my relationship where my business was going through some changes, and I sat down with my wife, and I said, how am I showing up as a husband? I need you to be really honest with me. And she gave me some very sobering realities as to how I was performing at home, and we made some definite shifts, and it changed our relationship tremendously. And so it's if people around you are trusted and you ask them humbly and you're intentional about it, they will give you the feedback that you need to help see your blind spots and potential opportunities for you.
Well, thank God you had the courage to ask that question. I mean, and I hope a lot of guys are hearing that. That's a tough question to ask. But to be at that point, it is one that's needed, especially in relationships or, you know, in work environments. You know, I used to say to the people when I was building sales staffs for radio stations, I said, look, it's, you know, we're not hiding anything from anybody. Everybody knows your weakness. You know, they just may not point at it all the time, but we all get it. We know each other's weakness. The opportunity is, can you match your strength against my weakness, make me a better manager. Can my strength matched up against your weakness make you a better salesperson? And as a result of that shift that occurred in that place, we had five very successful double-digit sales increases annually for that organization. And it was such a blessing to be able to see that realized. And it was something I take no credit for, because I really believe this was something that God had downloaded into my mind that we needed to do. As it turns out, with all things that come from God, it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. And I'm sure as part of that process, naturally, there's inquiry, there's curiosity, there's getting down to what the realities are. Mm-hmm. And we have return on investment, but what about the return on inquiry?
Yeah.
The return on inquiry is huge because, like I said, it gives you true perspectives to consider, and it's real. It's not something we manufacture in our own mind. And some of the battles that we battle in our mind are the own mental inventions that we consistently make up about what is true, because we don't always want to look at the mirror and see what's actually happening in life. And so we
exactly.
do need those around us to help us like that.
Well, Dean, we got a couple of minutes left. Let me ask you, 77 ways to win at work in life. Why 77?
You know, I ran out of things to say.
Seven's a good number. I like seven anyway, but 77, that's twice the good numbers. I like that too.
Yeah. My first book has, you know, 200. This one has 77. The next one has 365, and the one after that has 99. So it was just a key number. And I think for me, I stopped when I really started to feel like I covered all of the comprehensive areas as it relates to our professional career, our life, our relationships. And the nice thing about the book is it cross-pollinates into different areas, and it really causes you to think differently about these things such that you can live from a new place in each of these areas in your life.
Well, I can't thank you enough for the book. I mean, this is awesome, and the time to share with our audience, Shift Your Thinking for Success, 70 Ways to Win at Work and in Life. You can replace those negative thoughts, can't you, with positive ones?
Absolutely.
No, but you never know if you don't start. You know, it's like as I referred to, I used to like Zig Ziglar's reference of that stinking thinking. You know, you'd be surprised. We get so used to hearing those negative thoughts, the self-talk that brings us down. But look at, you know, I guess when you're frustrated enough of business as usual and you want to live business unusually and extraordinarily, you'll make sure you pick up Dean's brand new book, Shift Your Thinking for Success, 77 Ways to Win at Work and in Life. Dean Del Sesto, where can they go for more information, Dean?
They can go to any of the major book retailers on Amazon.com, any of the Christian booksellers online, and my book is there as well as the first book. And just as a one quick point about where people can start as far as that practice, and that's to start small, faith.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and junk the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.